gmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. It is December the 1st, and that means you are officially, whether you like it or not, you are officially in holiday shopping season. And, you know, I was out in another state here a few weeks ago for a family situation. And one of the family members works in a mall, a shopping mall. And that mall was actually busy. I mean, it really was. And it wasn't a holiday or anything like that. And said, yeah, this is actually a little slow for us right now. And I was like, dude, the indoor malls where we're at, they would love to have traffic like this anytime, not just at Christmas time. And so there are some shopping malls out there that still have some foot traffic. We've got some outdoor shopping here that does pretty well in Titusville and Vieira. You got a couple of shopping center type things down in Palm Bay, Melbourne, and then we've got our mall here on Merritt Island. So you're in the middle of shopping season, so you might want to keep your eyes wide open so that you know where everybody's at, so you don't get an up close and personal encounter in your going through the streets of Brevard County. So stay safe out there. Want to say thank you today to the folks of Jits Concrete. Jits Concrete has been doing all things concrete in Brevard County for many, many decades now. And if you've got a project that is coming up, I personally like to do my outdoor work during this time of the year because the temperatures are a lot more moderate. If we do have a cold stretch, it's not too intensely cold for too long. This is the time of year where I really try and declutter, but I've also done some work concrete wise so that during the holidays I could actually use the space that I wanted. That's what I did with Jits Concrete a few years ago. Excuse me. Where they came out and they took their expertise, their decades of experience, and their great work ethic. They did a marvelous job making my back porch level, and I got it all situated, and we hardly ever went out there that particular season, but we do go out there a lot during the cooler months. And so if you've got a project where you need concrete work done, maybe you've got some a driveway, or you've got a pad that you want to pour, or maybe floors that need to be done, whatever it might be, if it involves concrete, the folks of Jits Concrete would be a great resource for you to consider. Their phone number is 321-536-5804. And so we want to thank them for being friends of the Refresh radio program. I'm going to take you back to before Thanksgiving. We're going to read Psalm 139, verses 13 through 16 today. That Friday's program, we only got through verse number 13, but I want to read it for you here for context. For you, God, formed my inward parts. You, God, covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed, and in your book they were all were written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them. So we had shared verse number 13 says, "For you formed my inward parts, you covered me in my mother's womb." That was our last broadcast before our Thanksgiving recess. Verse number 14 says this, "I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well." So, this word, fearfully and wonderfully made, those are two different words, but they are the reason that David said, "I'm going to praise you." Not because of some positional blessing, not because of some financial blessing, but because God was his maker. He said, "I am fearfully." That word means awesome. It means honorably. It is an extraordinary act. You are a trophy of God's craftsmanship. His making of us is something that should cause us to be in awe of him. So I don't know if you have ever seen a master craftsman work, but there's this, I've got this saying that I wrote down, and I may mention it again because it's a great quote. It said something like this: amateurs work at something until they get it right. Professionals work at something until they can't get it wrong. And it's like that is a huge distinction. There are a lot of things that I've done in life, and I came up with the difference between a good idea and a great idea. A good idea is when you have been working at something and you finally figure out how to do it and you get the project done. So if you are got some Christmas presents you have to assemble, you're going to think that those instructions are a good idea if you can understand them. A great idea is the exact same idea, only it's before you start the project, not after you've had to assemble and disassemble over and over and over again. It's the same idea, only it's at the beginning of the process. Well, God made David in such a way that David said, I am awesomely and honorably made. This was the same guy that was told, "You can't go out and face that giant. You're only a young person. You're too short. You don't have enough experience. You're not what this situation calls for." And David said, "I may not be, but God is. And I've seen him deliver me in numerous other situations. I'm not going out there in naivety. I'm going out there with experience. I'm going out there. God has fearfully made me. He's made me awesome." I will tell you this. I am a creationist. I believe that God created you. I do not have enough faith to believe that you are a cosmic accident. I do have enough faith to believe that you are fearfully made. You are made with precision. Now the world comes and wants to do all sorts of things, and you know, sin leaves a devastating and unmistakable impact on people's lives. But David said, you know what? I'm going to focus on the craftsmanship that God has demonstrated in my life. The word wonderfully means that it is that David was made extraordinarily, marvelously complex, miraculously. He was made unusually. He was made beyond what anyone else could ever accomplish. And so that's why David praised him. He recognized the complexity of his life. Now, I want to tell you this. David was not a perfect man. He was not a perfect king. A lot of times we focus on the adversity and the adversaries that David encountered, but his greatest challenges didn't come from others. His greatest challenges came from his own inclinations, if you will, his sinful inclinations. He took a census he was not supposed to take. That led to judgment on the house of God. He had to deal with God's judgment on Israel for something that Saul did. David wasn't the problem in that, but he was the solution. He did remember his covenant with Jonathan, but he also weakened his kingdom by having one of his most mighty men killed in battle. He also committed sexual sin. He also didn't have a great track record as a father. So had a lot of good things going on in his life, but he also had some very challenging things. Things that didn't bode well for the next generation. And so if I can touch on something for just a moment, and that's generational issues. And that is, a lot of times we look at things, we look at people's lives, and we don't necessarily factor in the context in which they were raised up. So if you looked at the situation that some of my kids are in now, it looks radically different than the environment in which we raised our kids. When we raised our kids, we didn't have much in the way of finances. Some of our kids now have just wonderful, wonderful financial benefit going on in their life. God has given them tremendous favor. I've got other kids, and they're full-time in ministry, and that creates a different financial situation. And so I tell them, you know, that you've got to guard your heart to make sure that there's no bitterness that sets in about the things that other people are going to be able to have, and things that you might not be able to afford at this point in time. It doesn't mean that the financial situation will never improve, but listen, I'm a stranger in this world. I'm not looking for a mansion here on this earth. I'm looking for a mansion where I can worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords for all of eternity. So I was in a car here probably a decade and a half ago. I actually deleted the picture by accident. I didn't know what it was when I scanned through it, and all of a sudden I realized, oh no. So I was riding in a car one day, and my dad, he had picked me up at the airport, and he said, "That's the house I was born in right there." And I said, "What?" And he said, I mean, my whole life we had driven in that part of town. Never one time had he ever pointed out that house. And I said, "You mean that's where your folks lived when you were born?" He said, "No, that's the house I was born in." And all of a sudden I realized, you know, in the last 100 years, my dad's not 100 years old, but in the last 100 years, society has come a long, long way. And there were things that I didn't realize that my dad had gone through. And all of a sudden it gave me perspective about the complex issues that he had dealt with in his life. And so I've told my kids, I want you to be a better child of God than what I was. But understand this, I want to make sure that is a very high standard, not a very low standard. When I'm talking about the complexity of people's lives, you need to understand they may not be there's no maybe about it. I'm not perfect. There was only one perfect person that ever walked the earth, and they killed him on a cross. Everybody else has shortcomings. But we need to sometimes stop and say, did Jesus help them to do the best? Did they allow Jesus to help them to become better than what they had done to them when they were growing up? And so I pray that my children know God better than I did. Than I do. I want my grandchildren to excel even in that. I want them to be on this wonderful adventure to discover the one who made them in all of its complexity, in all of its wonder, in all of its awe. God didn't make a mistake. You're a masterpiece to God. Now, I want to talk about one more thing here in verse number 14, and that is the concept of fearfully. It is not just a making of awe, but it is about making honorably. There are a lot of dishonorable things that are done here in our modern society. You can even do something honorably, but you can do something that is honorable, but do that in a dishonorable way. Unfortunately, we see that takes place in the body of Christ. It happens in the military. There are people who serve in the military. That's honorable, but they do it dishonorably, and they get dishonorably discharged. So there are things in life that you will see a lot of people do dishonorably, even though what they did dishonorably has an honorable component to it in our lives. So I want to, this is going to get a little sensitive here. I want to make sure that we recognize the lifestyles that we live should be done honorably. Your relationship with your spouse should be honorable. If you're not married, your relationship with your future spouse most certainly needs to be honorable. The way that we deal with our governmental officials should be honorable. The way that we represent Jesus should be honorable. And so when David says, I will praise you for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. It's a great statement. It is a fantastic statement. And in fact, there's another translation that says, I will praise you for you are fearfully wonderful. That flips the equation even more to where we see that God is awesome. He is worthy to be praised. He is honorable in what he does, and he is extremely complex. He is the God who is not only enough, he is the God who is more than enough. He is beyond anyone's full comprehension here on earth. So I always make sure that I leave room in my mind, in my attitudes, for this. I leave room for the things about God that I don't know yet. Now, with that being said, that also becomes our pursuit, to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you. So I want to tell you, you have reason to praise God today because you are fearfully and wonderfully made by a God who is fearfully wonderful, who is awesome, who is extremely complex. He is worth the journey of discovery. And I pray that you have that with your covenant relationships here on earth too. I hope that husbands and wives are comfortable with one another, but I hope that there is also this driven pursuit to discover the complexities that still exist even as the seasons of our marriages change. You know, David, or the psalmist said, I was young and now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, and nor their seed begging bread. And so we need to continue to say, this is a complex relation. Marriage is very, very complex. It's very beautiful, but it needs to be done honorably. A lot of people have the standard in society right now of, who am I to say anything about what two consenting adults do? And anytime I hear that, I have a question. And that is this. Has God given his consent to that? And if he hasn't given his consent, so there are a lot of people, and unfortunately there's a lot of believers who are actively engaging in things in life that are not honorable, because they're doing things that are not supposed to be done. You know, there are people who are engaged in intimate relationships that are supposed to be reserved for marriage. And it's things like this that cause our congregation to still be small, because I believe that honor is very, very important. You were made marvelously, but you were also made for honor. And I pray that you and I will live our lives in an honorable way. Verse 14 says, marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. With God working in your life, it's not going to be a disaster. I don't know if you've ever watched someone work on a project and you looked and you saw very quickly that they didn't know what they were doing, and you said, this is not going to end well. you won't look at that with God. God knows very well what he is doing. All of his works are very, very good. The promises of God are yea and amen in Jesus Christ. When he goes to work on your life, in my life, he goes to work on purpose. He goes to cause something great to be accomplished. He wants to work in our lives so that we are separated unto him for his holy purpose. His works are to produce, to have his business conducted in our lives. And it even talks about that word works, talks about transactions. There are actions that result in transformation. Jesus paid a very high price for you and I, for you and me, and we need to say, God, I want to thank you. Marvelous are your works. If we're not careful, we can fall into the trap of the Israelites when they came out of Egypt, and that is, anytime we hit a bump in the road, anytime we hit a challenge, we start complaining and we start murmuring and we think God doesn't know what he's doing. David said, God, what you do is marvelous in my innermost being. My body, my soul, my mind knows this. You are amazing at what you do. I can tell you this. I would be lousy at being God. And so when you go to bed tonight, you say, God, I want to thank you. Pastor Bob's not God. Because when I go to bed tonight, I'm going to thank God I'm not God, and I'm going to thank God that you're not God. But I'm also going to do this. God, you are awesome at being God. You are perfect in all that you do. The devil would be a lousy God for you to serve. But I tell you what, Jesus is a perfect, holy, and righteous God, and he deserves to be praised. You are fearfully and wonderfully made, and he is working so that you and I know he is God. See you next time here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.